All right, let's get to that thing you do on a Tuesday, lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline, and let Mr. Alex Braga get us going.
I'm
going
to start off with memorabilia manufacturer Jostens, I ask.
What are you doing?
I'm actually not sure how to pronounce that. You had one job. Jostens is the company that the NFL decided to hire to make the Super Bowl rings for the Denver Broncos. Actually, could have been the Broncos who hired them. I'm not really sure. Either way, these are significant rings. The Broncos' third Super Bowl championship, NFL's 50th Super Bowl ever. The opportunities for greatness on these rings was obvious, and they didn't disappoint. Well, they mostly didn't disappoint. One guy had a pretty big issue with them. That guy was defensive coordinator Wade Phillips, who in his long career in the league had never been part of a Super Bowl before last season's win. So to say that Wade Phillips had some excitement in getting his Super Bowl ring was probably an understatement. That excitement went away pretty quick when they handed it to him, and the name inscribed on the ring said Wade Peters, a person
wow.
who does not exist within the Broncos organization. Phillips tweeted, and I'm quoting, "The ring ceremony was great. Receiving the ring was awesome. Seeing that they had the wrong name on it, not so good." Jostens is giving him a new ring this week, a ring which, by the way, has 212 diamonds on it, so might set them back a few simoleons. So to Jostens, we ask.
What are you doing?
Flashback, eighth grade. We were on the Nets, and we won the league championship. We all got together at my buddy Steve's house. I know when it's a lot of Steve's in my life. And they were handing out, they had special championship jackets made. Super cool.
Ooh.
Patch. Where's mine? This is yours. I was the only one they forgot to put my name on it. So, I mean,
it's like it doesn't even count.
I had to go to get a special trip to get my name embroidered.
With like the cursive? Was it in cursive?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so
I have
rad.
A picture of that somewhere.
Is it like one of those shiny jackets?
It's a yellow jacket.
Oh,
it's very
man,
yellow.
That is so cool.
74-75 champs of the Wayne Boys Club.
And they ruined it.
Overcame a 22 point deficit in the second half without a 3-pointer. There you go. To the brass at the University of Tennessee, I ask.
What are you doing?
I get up there on Rocky Top in the heart of SEC country. They take their foosball pretty seriously. But since they opened the season on a Thursday, September 1st, a weekday, the powers that be decided we're going to cancel classes. Well, sure, big game. It's the Vols off their best season since Phil Fulmer was still coach back in 07. You got to think this is a huge game. Who they play in? Florida, Georgia, Bama, Oklahoma, like last year? I mean, they're canceled. Nope. It's Appalachian State. Yup, a major university, a college, a school, mind you, is canceling classes because it's all pumped up for App State. Get a life, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Wow. To Baylor's donors, I ask.
What are you doing?
So if you missed the story from Chip Brown yesterday, several high-level donors from Baylor who, much like the findings of the outside investigation into sexual assault at the school, haven't had their names released, decided it was a good idea to, instead of firing head football coach Art Briles for not only covering up sexual assault allegations, but intimidating the accusers of sexual assaults perpetrated by his players, instead of firing him, they felt it a good idea to suspend him for 1 year and held a private vote to decide on it, because nothing sends a strong message like things going back to the status quo after a small break in the way things should be. This is where we are in this country now in terms of women. We tout the government not telling us what to do, but then impose laws on what women can do with their bodies, and when they're assaulted by famous people, we blame them for it. And when it's a football player, forget about it. But hey, everyone deserves a second chance, am I right? Especially if they're a quote-unquote good man of faith like Art Briles is. Give me a break. It's always been my policy to put enablers right up there with the people who actually assault people. They are wolves in sheep's clothing, telling us they oppose sexual assaults, don't condone that behavior, but giving assaulters college scholarships and putting other students in the firing line of sexual predators, because that's what these people are. These unnamed Baylor donors are sick in the head. I hope the NCAA looks at their report, gives them the death penalty, because clearly literally no one involved cares about anything other than football, as we ask.
What are you doing?
You mean the football death penalty or the actual death penalty?
Can we do
both? Are we going back and forth?
Can we do both?
I was asking. It was a legitimate question.
Capital punishment, geez.
To the wife of Steph Curry, Aisha, I ask.
What are you doing?
You watch yourself here.
Didn't we learn our lesson with Giselle? Not just wives or girlfriends, not really a female thing, the entirety of your entourage. Here's some really good advice. Shh, no one cares what you think. Plus, you made an idiot of yourself. She went on a little Twitter blast aimed at the officials in last night's Game 5 loss for the Warriors, obviously failing to close out the series and wrap up this back-to-back. Not to mention, those pesky little facts. Golden State took and made more free throws. The refs don't decide games to begin with, certainly not when it's a decisive 15 points and in hand for Cleveland. Mrs. C, your team scored 13 points in the fourth quarter. That's why you lost. That's why you're clueless, as we ask.
What are you doing?
If your name ain't Riley Curry, I don't care what you say.
You're not cute enough.
To the Seattle Mariners, I ask.
What are you doing?
Like, we all understand that the Major League Baseball draft has too many rounds. It has 40 of them, by the way. Adds compensatory picks on top of that. So that's over 1,200 picks. There are only so many high school kids, college kids you can draft, so I get it. There are going to be a few risky ones in there. But the Mariners drafted Trey Griffey with one of their picks. Trey Griffey, of course, son of Ken Griffey Jr. He's currently a football player at the University of Arizona. They drafted the younger Griffey in the 24th round, too, because Junior wore number 24 in his playing days with the team. You get it. Here's Trey's quote.
I don't get it.
Here's Trey's quote about baseball from a couple of years ago. At first, all I wanted to do was play baseball. But as I got older, my dad told me, you have to choose the sport you want to play. I said I want to play football. Once I turned 11, I was done with baseball. So the Mariners just wasted a draft pick in a round where they could actually get some value on a kid who hasn't picked up a baseball in 11 years. Steve, what's the big reason the Mariners have sucked for so many years? Because they don't take their farm system seriously.
They drafted Dustin Ackley.
What are you doing?
By the way, that's a great retort. Do we have time for this? To unyielding and sustained idiot Pete Rose, I ask.
What are you doing?
I just went through this, but last night Ichiro had 3 hits. So when you combine his Japan and MLB total, he's one shy of Rose's 42-56. So Charlie Parlay went public whining that in Japan they're trying to make him the hit queen. What? Next he says they'll be adding, they'll count his high school hits. Really? Yo. Big Red Sportsbook. Nobody's going to consider Ichiro the hit king. But at least he's allowed on a major league field and didn't lie and spit in the face of the game. And by the way, as far as being an all-around player, you couldn't carry his over-under, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Enough sarcastic gambling references.
Big Red Sportsbook is the best. That's amazing.